أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا يغرنك تقلب الذين كفروا بالبلاد في البلاد متاع قليل ثم مأواهم جهنم وبئس المهاد. In the previous ayats, Allah explained how Allah accepts the efforts of those who turn to Allah Ta'ala, who realize the existence of Allah, and then obey the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, and then they humble themselves and make dua to Allah Ta'ala, and how Allah accepts their duas also, and how Allah accepts all the actions, the small actions also, and the big sacrifices and big actions also. In this ayat now, Allah answers a question for those people who are from the believers but are short-sighted. And that is that sometimes we see people, even amongst the Muslims, who are disobedient to Allah. They don't make namaz, for example. They haven't got an Islamic way of life, but they are, so to say, living it up in this world. They are enjoying, their businesses are flourishing, and for the kuffar moreover. We see many of the kuffar who don't even believe in Allah Ta'ala. They are far from deen, but so to say, outwardly, they are enjoying life, they are living it up, they've got good health also, they've got lot of money also, all that. So Allah answers that question, and Allah says, لَا يَغُرَّنَّكَ تَقَلُّبُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فِي الْبِلَادِ. Tujh ko dhoka na de, chalna phirna kafiro ka shahro mein. Don't be deceived by all this moving about of the non-believers for their business, for their holidays, all the how they living it up. They are moving from country to country, town to town, they are going holidaying, etc. So don't let these things deceive you. This is very short-sightedness. This is like, for example, a person who has got the death penalty, he's going to be going to the gallows, he's going to be executed. So they offer him his last wish, what he wants to have. And perhaps he asks for some biryani, some roast and that. Now somebody see this person is enjoying, he's got biryani, he's got roast, but look where he's going. He's going for his death sentence. And another person might be eating some simple food, but he's got his freedom all the time. And he's living his life comfortably. So this outward things of this dunya should not deceive us. All the glitter and glamour of this world, for one, it is all extremely temporary, for a very little while. And every person at the time of mort realizes that this worldly life was so short. Even if he had a life of 100 years, as Buzurgs were asked that how's the life of a person? They say it is 100 years life. It is like we walked in the front door of the house and we walked out from the back door. So short life is. That is one, that it is very short. And compared to the akhirat, which is forever and ever and ever. So to prepare for the akhirat, that is a wise person's work, that we should be preparing for akhirat. The other, the quality of this worldly life, whatever it has got to offer, it is also like fake. It isn't even like genuine. The things of the akhirat are billion times superior, and they are the real things, the real life, the food there, the fruit there, the damsels, the hurul ain there, the gardens there, all that is what is real. Yeah, in this dunya it is just like fake things, not real things. This dunya is just like a dream. And the other third thing is that this dunya's life, whatever enjoyments it seems to have, it is always mixed with some problems and difficulties. Like how many a person goes for his holidays and a dream holidays, and it turns out to be a tragedy. He meets up with an accident there. Or somebody in the family got involved with somebody else now. It was like a free matter, everyone is free with one another. Now they got involved with somebody else and their marriage is broken now. The children are left like orphans now. So it looks like it's great enjoyment, but it isn't. Or how many times you return from your holiday just to find that your house has been burgled, or that you left your shop in the care of somebody and he ran it down, and now you are suffering forever. In everything we see in our biryani, great enjoyment, roast, but there is diabetes which is hidden in there. There is cholesterol which is hidden in there. There is blood pressure, that is all the things of this dunya. A person likes his chocolates, he likes his sweets, etc. But there are so many sicknesses which are hidden in there. Whereas Jannah, nothing like that whatsoever. It is no difficulty, just enjoyment. There will never be an accident in Jannah. There will no sickness there. Nobody will have heart problem, cancer or anything. And there is no old age where you become now old and you can't do the things what you used to do when you were young. It is just enjoyment. So Allah says, don't be deceived. لَا يَغُرَّنَّكَ تَقَلُّبُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فِي الْبِلَادِ. تُجْكُ دھوکا نہ دے چلنا پھرنا کافروں کا شہروں میں. All this, they living it up in this dunya, don't be deceived by that. Don't be short-sighted. مَتَعُن قَلِيل. فائدہ ہے تھوڑا سا. It is just some benefit for a little while. Mata, the literal meaning of it is like the dirty rag cloth woman keep in the kitchen, that when the milk spills over some other dirt, then they use that to wipe all that. For all the dirty work they use it. That is what this dunya is. It is just to benefit, and a little bit benefit to Kali, just for a little while and just a little bit also. And that also, no real, the dunya's life becomes only valuable if we use it to prepare for akhirat. If we use dunya for dunya's life, then it is valueless, no value whatsoever in it. If we use it to make our akhirat, then this dunya's life is valuable. So Allah Ta'ala reminds us and tells us, ثُمَّ مَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ. So this dunya's life, which they sort of lived it up, enjoyed, and as soon as they die, they go straight into Jahannam if they die without Iman. So what was the use of that? For a little while, before your death sentence, you enjoyed your biryani, your roast, whatever you ordered, your chicken, your lamb, and then you go for your death sentence. So yeah, they just enjoying this little bit, and then they going to Jahannam, where the suffering will be untold, and forever and ever that suffering. So that is not at all the work of a wise person. And any person who has got foresight, insight, he will never fall prey to this and think that the kafirs are living it up, or those who are breaking the laws of Allah that they are enjoying. He will pity them. He will make dua for them. Allah give them hidayat, and Allah let them see the true light. وَبِئْسَ الْمِحَادِ اور وہ بہت برا ٹھکانہ ہے. And Jahannam is a very evil place. All the adab of Jahannam, how terrible it is. Allah Ta'ala says, for example, in one place, إِذِ الْأَغْلَالُ فِي أَعْنَاقِهِمْ وَالسَّلَاسِلِ. When we'll see that there are collars, yokes put onto their collars. Because of what? They won't be able to turn their head, their eyeballs also, they won't be able to move it around. They will be fixed like that. And they will be chained, what chains, which in other ayahs come, سَبْعُونَ ذِرَاءً. 70 cubits of the length of the chain, they will be fastened up. إِذِ الْأَغْلَالُ فِي عَنَاقِمْ وَالسَّلَاسِلِ ثُمَّ فِي الْجَحِيمِ. Then they will be dragged in boiling water, and after that thrown headlong into the fire of Jahannam. So all that terrible life of that year after. لَهُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ أَذُلَلٌ مِنَ النَّارِ وَمِنْ تَحْتِهِمْ ذُلَلٌ. They will have clouds of fire on top of them, beneath them, and they will be sandwiched in this fire. They will be living in fire all the time. Their clothes will be made out of fire. On the other hand, the people of Jannah, their clothes will be made of fine, soft silk. So what a great difference between the two. So a person must not be deceived by the outward things, what the people of this dunya, how they living it up and how they sort of enjoying it is an end. We should really be pitying them, and really we should be making daily dua for all the Muslims, non-Muslims, jinn, that Allah give everyone hidayah. So we shouldn't be short-sighted and just look at the outward things of this dunya. But a mu'min should have firasat. He should see, he should have foresight, insight. And he should be looking at far of, ahead of things. And then a person will be able to make a proper ruling. Even in all our matters of dunya, whenever we decide anything, it can be a family matter, matter in the shop, a matter of the masjid, of the khanqa, of the jamaat, it must be keeping akhirat in mind. Don't just look at dunya's things, keep akhirat in mind, and then make your decision whether we should do this or we should not do that. We want to have a wedding, for example, in the family. So have it according to akhirat in mind. Are we going to break the laws in that wedding? No parda between men and women, lot of extravagance, music, and photos being taken. Then that is how people of the dunya do it. If we keep deen akhirat in mind, then we'll do it in the correct way. And then there will be only barkat in that nikah. But if we do it the opposite, the wrong way, we are actually firing out all the barkat from that occasion, that nikah, whatever it is. A child is born, do everything how Sharia tells us. Qurbani comes, make Qurbani. But now let us not take photos there. Let us not, men and women are mixing freely there. Do everything according to Sharia. So a mu'min looks with that eye. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah.